Corn and soybean planting is pretty well wrapped up in west central Indiana.
I would say 99% planted. And yeah, we've been all over the board. We have guys that are just finishing up planting within the last week or so, but we have guys that are already side dressing some corn.
Blake Russell is technical agronomist for Channel Seed. In a Channel Seed growing season update, he says there have been some ups and downs this spring.
Yeah, all our crops seem to emerge in a really good window. You know, corn and beans, where I feel like we're in that 2 week or less time frame. We had some heat there at the end of April, 1st of May, that really pushed things along. And then here recently, we've just had some really cool nights, especially here in mid-May, that have slowed it down a little bit. But no, emergence and uniformities look great. But yeah, in terms of damage, we had a big windstorm go through about a week and a half, 2 weeks ago, up in like Benton County, part of my territory, and really caused a lot of damage to soybeans. And we had, you know, experienced some growers commented, you know, 80-plus mile-an-hour winds for over 30 minutes. Caused a lot of beans to have a lot of sand blasting or damage, and unfortunately had to do a lot of replant in those situations.
Much of the replanting has been completed, but spotty rains have stalled some of that, including Wednesday showers. But a dry and warmer period is coming and will be a welcome change from very cool weather this month.
We can see, you know, corn really growth stage-wise really hasn't moved in about a week or so. So, yeah, but definitely like that to see our corn start to grow and soybeans as well. Especially some of the later stuff to help it get out of the ground and get moving. But yeah, it looks like we're going to be getting some warmer temperatures. I expect everything to green up and look really good here in the next week or so.
Russell says it is important now to get out and scout.
We've had a very, mixed bag. It was a little bit warm, but now we've been cool and damp. So just looking at, you know, trying to protect our crop as best as we can. So whether that's, you know, maybe a fungicide early, you know, for corn at V5, or just looking at, our herbicide, our second pass, what we're putting in there to make sure we're controlling our weeds. So just trying to make sure everything is kind of going to plan, and then trying to prepare for here the next month or so.
Hear more in the full HAT Channel Seed Growing Season Update at HoosierAgToday.com. I'm Andy Eubank.